from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
A source told the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
It's fun to do that live.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the simple joys for those of us in the radio space.
Dude, Mully knew it was gold. He knew it. That's amazing.
As did our group chat. Oh. As did Tanny. Oh, clean morning, boys.
You got line quality morning, boys. Got a line quality Ron on the south side.
Man, don't get much better than that.
I mean,
what a day.
So
why you get in the business?
That clean live morning, boys.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on? Oh, it's exquisite. And I still might like the computerized one more.
Well, it's obviously better.
When the when the Cylons had taken over the soul of Brad Biggs.
Morning, boys, what's going on?
Yeah, that's obviously the best morning, boys.
But it's like, you know, the yin and the yang. You don't have one without the other. They both prop each other up.
That's right. You got to appreciate the in-person.
From now on, all season long, when I hear just the regular one, it's going to be a letdown.
Somewhere in the middle. But Brad Biggs, he's an even-keeled guy. He's a realist. Some would even say he's so tethered to reporting that he at times would come across as negative, or a wet blanket.
I think you're right. The perception was negative just because he wanted to make sure that he didn't get out over his skis, usually. That has been the case. But even he is not immune.
So, let's judge for ourselves here.
The Bears blew it. Newsflash.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's even keeled. I don't know why people would ever think he's negative.
So, today he was asked about Caleb Williams as it relates to other quarterbacks in the division. You know, like Jared Goff, who was in the NFC Championship game, just got a massive deal, back-to-back, well over 4,000-yard seasons. And Jordan Love, who's one of the six or seven favorites for MVP this year and was the best quarterback of the NFL the last 9 games.
Detroit, Green Bay, the Bears, all three have got young rosters.
Yeah.
Like, this is setting up where you could have rivalries going between players going against guys.
Jared Goff, yeah.
They're going to be here for a while.
Goff got paid. Jordan Love's going to get paid.
He is going to get
paid. Caleb Williams
has
his contract. He got engaged. He's a happy man. If you had to pick one quarterback to succeed over the next 5 years in the NFC North, though, who would it be?
I mean, geez, that's tough. I mean, right now you got to go with a proven commodity, right? If you're going to pick one.
Jordan Love better than Caleb Williams, says Biggs.
You know, I've seen Jordan Love do it in the NFL, but Caleb Williams has a chance to.
Yes, to blow them all away.
Yeah, I mean, he could be like in a souped-up race car and fly by those guys.
He could,
but
your point about him knowing what.
He could be in a souped-up race car and fly by those guys by Thanksgiving. What? I heard that, and I was like, did Biggsy just say Caleb Williams might be a better quarterback than those guys by Thanksgiving because of the souped-up race car that is the Chicago Bears? What is life, Danny? And
that would be incredible. Because just to remind people, it's not hyperbole. Touchdown to interception ratio, passer rating, last 9 games of last year, Jordan Love, number 1 in the NFL. And he put up 48 points in a playoff game.
That's good.
So in terms of just it's just stats, it's just half a season,
sure.
but Jordan Love was number one in the NFL last nine games of last year. And Jared Goff, 4,500 passing yards, was second in the league in passing, fourth in touchdowns. I think sucks is back on the table for Jordan Love.
Well, that's, yeah. That's a tough look.
So, Jared Goff was fourth in touchdowns and second in yards last year, 45, 75, and 30.
But
completing 67% of his passes.
But it's a souped-up automobile that Caleb Williams is driving.
Yeah.
And he might blow past those guys by Thanksgiving. Did you hear that?
I did hear it. I will say.
Did Brad hear it?
Do you have an invoice in the glove box?
He says the Bears are like a little red convertible Corvette. That's right. Doesn't matter how much it costs to fix.
He's like Johnny B's Maserati.
The only one in Wisconsin.
It's ridiculous.
So, 11.
That's exciting, man.
11 games before Thanksgiving. I mean, the 12th game would be at Detroit on Thanksgiving. Is that when they blow by him?
That's the passing of the torch. That's when he outduels Jared Goff.
That's when the souped-up automobile goes by?
Yeah, I think so.
It passes them. All of a sudden, the Bears are in the lead in the division on Friday morning, November 29th?
I don't think it's ridiculous. It's unlikely this year because of the situation those two guys are in, but Caleb is more talented than Jared Goff. Love's got some pretty impressive physical traits that we've seen in the NFL, but Goff is a guy that is very accurate, doesn't turn the ball over, gets the ball to his playmakers, but when pressured, he is significantly worse, but their offensive line is the best in football. So, you know, if Decker or Penei Sewell and Ragnow, if a couple of those guys got hurt, I do think that there would be some mediocre play from Jared Goff, which we've seen before.
My goodness. I am ready for the souped up automobile being the Bears. And I just hope that Brad Biggs heard that kind of optimism that came out of his own mouth and he's not going to block himself.
Well, or that he's going to get mad at Bears fans for then talking about this team optimistically.
How can you?
He could be like in a souped up race car and fly by those guys.
He could,
but
your point about him knowing what...
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, it would be.
Great. We don't normally get presents on Thanksgiving, but that would be a good one.
You don't get presents on Thanksgiving? What's up with your family?
Just family time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a gift in and of itself.
It really is. How do you know...
My mom hands me the turkey giblets. That's my gift.
That's delightful.
They make the gravy, bitch. That's what she says to me.
Are those giblets in your mouth right now? What's happening?
Sorry about that. I put this Kit Kat in and wanted to say the thing about the giblets.
Also, it's giblets, isn't it?
I think it's giblets. Damn.
You're always doing that, Speaks. Yeah.
Right. I go soft G. It is.
Maybe this shit. Was that a culinary mistake by me?
I think so.
That's why I didn't get on that TV show.
Yeah.
Because I probably called him giblets.
Right.
It's possible.
And you did your audition for the TV show with a Kit Kat in your mouth, didn't you?
I would have gone with a Snickers bar.
They liked that. They're like, we like this guy's bit.
How do you know our next guest?
How do I know?
I forget the origin story.
Oh, yeah, man. What was? Well, I remember.
There's no way to know.
Yeah, we'll figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We hung out after game six of the 2016 World Series at the team hotel in the bar.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good hang. Before that, I think we met at a spring training game. I forget exactly what it was. There's a lot there. We'll figure it out.
Daniel Van Kirk, he's got a ton of shows this week that we'll tell you about. He's in studio. He does the best Doug Buffon impression in the game. It's next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.